In brief, rain totals and more weekend rain. Friday update. Storm totals are in. That was an impressively wet storm as the GFS predicted. Good job, GFS. The yellow colors around I-25 are 2 to 3 inches of water. Many streams are at flood stage and ponding of water is visible in fields across the region. Figure 6 update. Looking ahead, we might pick up another 1/3 to 3/4 inch of water with a period of upslope flow late Saturday night through early Monday morning. Keep your umbrella out. Figure 6 update. The storm total precipitation map up to Friday midday from NOAA. End Friday update. The Wednesday update. Severe weather chances have increased with an enhanced, 3 out of 5, risk of severe weather back to Denver and Broomfield and just a few miles to the southeast of Longmont. There is a 5-10% chance of a tornado within 25 miles of Thesis Towns, Figure 4 update, and a 30% chance of 1-inch diameter hail or larger within 25 miles of these towns, Figure 5 update, this afternoon. Keep an eye on the sky, your apps, and the news. Be safe. Figure 4 update. The SPC Day 1 forecast for tornado chances. Figure 5 update. The SPC Day 1 forecast for large hail chances. End Wednesday update. The Tuesday update. Our first real bout of severe weather is upon us. There is a marginal risk, 1 on a scale of 1 to 5 with 5 being the worst, of severe weather this afternoon and evening for communities around I-25 and eastward to Kansas. The primary risk around Longmont and Broomfield is for large damaging hail, Figure 1 update. For Wednesday, the risk rises a significant amount to a slight risk, 2 out of 5 Figure 2 update, with tornadoes, large hail, and strong damaging winds all a possibility. The tornado risk, Figure 3 update, is 5% chance of seeing a tornado within a 25-mile radius of any given point in the areas shaded in brown. The green shading is a 2% risk of a tornado within 25 miles. Keep an eye on the western skies and your weather apps active with notifications turned on. One more interesting note. The Weather Underground model give the I-25 corridor and areas east 1 to 2 inches of water by Friday noon. The GFS gives places 3 to 4 inches. It went way over the top on our last shot of rain, so I'm cautious about this. Flooding, especially on mountain burn scars, could be a problem with this much water and thunderstorms. The European model is sitting on 2 to 3 inches, splitting the difference. The Canadian gives us 1 to 2 inches of precipitation. Figure 1 update. The Day 1 convective outlook by the SPC and NOAA. Figure 2 update. The Day 2 convective outlook by the SPC and NOAA. Figure 3 update. The Day 3 tornado outlook by the SPC and NOAA. End Tuesday update. The forecast discussion. The weekend and week start will see a few storms popping up in the mountains each afternoon and a storm or two drifting out onto the plains. Rain chances are low until Tuesday, Figure 1. Figure 1. The 10-day graphical forecast for Denver from weatherunderground.com. The longer-range forecast. A trough in the upper atmosphere cuts off, circular flow, near Colorado by late Tuesday, Figure 2. The forecast for rain stretching for a number of days, Figure 1, depends on where the upper air and surface lows actually form, Figure 3. There is a potential for some good water or just a few shots of rain. I'll have to update the forecast in a few days. Currently, the GFS is dropping 0.25 to 0.5, over the next 5 days, Figure 4, and 0.5 to 1 inch over the next 10 days. There is also the potential for severe weather Wednesday. Stay tuned for updates. Figure 2. The Upper Air 500 MB forecast map from the GFS and Tropical Tidbits for Wednesday PM. Figure 3. The surface precipitation forecast from the GFS and Tropical Tidbits for Wednesday PM. Figure 4. The 5-day precipitation forecast from the GFS and weather5280.com. Figure 5. The 10-day precipitation forecast from the GFS and weather5280.com.